round one of Dawson versus Glenn, co-main event, a lightweight bout between, like I said, Dawson versus Glenn, co-main event. Next is up Costa versus Vittori. Thanks a lot for joining us. It is me and my buddy Toucan joining you guys on an early day.
What's good?
I hope everyone's having a good afternoon. This afternoon, right?
We out here on the casting couch. Well, yep. I am.
I'm about to fucking spark this fatty. Ooh, look at that number, fatties. Fucking chugging 40s.
Fatties need
fucking
love, too.
Bitches here on the Full Heel Podcast. That's what we do. Hold up. Just coming apart. Sorry.
Sorry. Sorry.
Take your time, dog. Take your time. No
rush.
What's
up, Toucan? What have you been up to?
Chilling, chilling, man. Just working. Nice. Printing t-shirts for people. That kind of thing.
Nice.
Doing this music thing on the side.
Look at this fatty.
On the side. That's a girthy boy.
I'm going to spark it right now so we're tied, not just
for the last fight. Yeah, you're right.
We could pack a bowl for the next fight.
But, Try out.
Yeah. Jessica Rose Clark was the previous fight. I forgot what the chick that she was fighting, her name. I forgot her name. But she pretty much just wrestled her the whole fight and won.
Yeah.
Control. It wasn't that exciting at all.
Bisping was low-key roasting her.
Yeah. Funny. Yeah.
I almost wanted to hear the interview afterward just to see if he kept roasting her.
Did they have an interview? I know they were skipping all of them. I don't know about the hers.
No, they had
They interviewed her?
Yeah, they do quick ones. They're pretty
Maybe
short.
Just for the main event, because I've been watching the fights, and they were just skipping the everyone. They were just skipping everyone from having a...
There was a lot of fights earlier.
After a good fight speech, post-fight?
Yeah.
I wonder why. I'm wondering why this is an early one. I like I was telling you, I think it's to get us accustomed for next week. I hope you guys join us next week as well. Well, I don't know, Toucan. I don't know if you're down for that one. It's a free pay-per-view.
I'll see if I can make it. I have a show that night.
It's an early one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I might be able to do that.
Yeah, because I think it's a 2 o'clock or a 3 o'clock one, exactly like this one.
All right, all right.
So I think they're trying to accustom us to
then
that.
I would just have to... Yeah, I would just have my stuff loaded already.
Yeah, because this should end by 6.
Because
it's this fight and then the next fight. So it should end before or by
at the
6.
Latest, like 6:30.
Yeah, I don't think it goes past that.
All right.
It's usually half an hour per fight. Well, yeah, you're actually right. The main event is 5 rounds.
Yeah, I just got to see what time they need me over there. Because that fight, I'm definitely going to watch it.
Shabazzian versus Yan for the title, right?
You said Shabazzian? Sam Hagen. Corey Sam Hagen.
They look very similar, don't they?
Yeah, he's like a smaller version of him.
Yeah. Shabazzian's actually fighting on 268, yeah. Or 269. Whatever Usman's on, the one November 6th. Usman Covington. That one we are having a pretty big fight companion. I know me, you, Frankie said sign him up. And Nero. Nero's down for that one, too.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, the return of Nero. So I need to get to
my... After all that time working on the railroad?
Yeah.
That shit always makes me laugh when it puts RR.
I thought it was rest and relaxation. Now it makes sense. I was like, man, this motherfucker loves his rest and relaxation.
Like, damn, this guy really likes to chill.
Yeah, I'm like, I like chilling too, but all the time. I'm like, I chill while I'm playing Call, because I'll be like, hey, is anyone on a Call of Duty? He'll be like, R&R. Like, rest and relaxation. I rest and relax while I'm playing Call of Duty.
I only relax when it's the Call of Booty.
Damn, I rolled this fucking badass fatty, dude. It's smoking really good too.
Like a cigar.
There you go.
Thank you, sir.
I was actually watching a thing on the railway system. the
damn,
shutdown
for real,
one.
This is bad as fuck.
Like, there's a really old one that shut down and shit.
Damn, they went instantly to commercial. Did you see that?
No.
Fucking round and then it. Boom! Commercial.
Sometimes they do it right before the bell. They'll just jump off. We're out of here. We need our money. I'm trying to make our money. The mics were working fine. Hopefully they still are. I need to check though. Make sure.
Oh yeah.
But I was watching the railway system, like the underground railway system that is pretty much shut down and illegal to go under in Chicago now. Only Chicago, like, railroad people are allowed just to, like, get to parts of the city, and maybe cops, too, to be all fast about it, but it's pretty much downtown, and it would just connect, like, major buildings and shit like that, so they could transport mail, or before it was goods, when they had to transport goods. It's kind of interesting. I didn't know about that all this time living in Chicago.
Interesting.
Doing something every day.
Yo.
Round two. Dawson versus... forgot his name.
Something Glenn. Dawson looked to be in control in the first round. With that grappling. He's looking for it again and early in the second. Yeah,
Dawson looking for the takedown.
So far, Glenn stuffed it. Couple tough white boys.
Yeah. Dawson fighting the takedown. Good sprawl. They're back on their feet. Glenn again, right back at it. Gets his.
That's what he wants.
Gets one leg.
Give me that leg.
Taking his takedown. He's trying to hook it so he could trip him and pull him back.
Good balance from Glenn.
Yeah, Glenn not allowing this. Mostly defense, though. Kind of just slapping away at the face. Oh.
Yeah, no, he's just thinking heavy thoughts. Dawson right here.
Picks him up and tries heavy to slam
thoughts.
Him.
Heavy thoughts.
But Glenn recovers midway through the toss. Knee attempt by Glenn. Or no, sorry, by Dawson, but not.
Ooh, oh, damn. Nice trip. Yeah. Very nice.
Dawson with the trip, and he winds up in side control.
He just kept spinning him. Eventually stuck his leg out, got him to go.
Glenn's blocking the full mount attempt, though, with his knee. Right there, he's lifting his knee and putting his foot on his other knee to block the pass.
There you go. There you go. That's what I'm saying.
Glenn's trying to buck out
of it. Whoa! That shit looks funny.
He worked his way to guard. See what he does from here. Any submission attempts or something. I don't know how good these guys are. I've actually probably not seen them fight.
I think I might have seen Dawson fight before. They both look solid, though. Like, Glenn's losing, but he's hanging there. He could turn it around.
I wonder how good his jits is.
Yeah, that's the thing I think is letting him down a bit here. There's no real threats. Like, his legs aren't super active. He's just kind of chilling.
Billionaire hemp wraps. Two natural wraps. Yoda gave these to me. I'm surprised it's been... well, it's in the pouch, but I've had it for a while. We used one of them a while back, like when he first gave it to me. And I've had this one there. They're all right.
Yeah, they're pretty decent. Yeah, because this is a fat-ass blunt.
Yeah. It's a nice fatty. Nothing but fatties here, bro. Come on. Come on now. I hope you like the new studio, 2K. I don't know if people could tell. They could tell by behind me, but not really behind you.
Oh, yeah, because...
because they were over there, and now they're over here. Hey, shut up! Fucking...
Stormbreaker. I was gonna say, did you reactivate it with your coughing?
No, it activates to my thoughts. No, it does three.
The third one's just a clunk. It just clunks like it's down. This one reacts to your movements. I don't know if I've showed it on there. My replica hammer. And then it says, I am worthy.
Oh yeah.
Or only Thor. Only Thor should hold this. Yeah, see. Thor. Worthy. Worthy. Yep.
And that's the end of that chapter.
It's supposed to do when you say worthy or Thor. The insignia comes up.
I am God of Thunder.
Dawson takes that one with a boring.
He's holding round. Him down.
Yeah, he held him down.
It was great. Yeah, he did one. Well. Oh, the hand?
Yeah. The shield does nothing.
It's a shield.
Yeah. But it does have a certain sound in the show. They could have put a speaker on it to make that bang or whatever. Wang. Whenever it hits. Or whenever he throws it, it
does. The saber type sounds.
Yeah, it makes a swoosh whenever he tosses it. But it's all right. I didn't realize I had all these replicas of the... I did realize, but I didn't realize I had bought so many of them. Was it the hammer, the gauntlet, the shield, the axe, and the black... I have a Black Panther helmet. Back there. I didn't even see it. I got too much shit. Round three.
Round three. Bag of dicks.
Dawson's probably winning.
Glenn wants to keep this on the feet. Throwing uppercuts.
He's going to have to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely keep it on the feet. It didn't look like he was doing any submission attempts.
Fucking Dawson right away.
Ooh, caught that fucking knee to the chin, but...
Not. Kid goes right back to it. Yeah. There you go. Stuff his head into the ground. Good job. Glenn gets away. Two good stuffs in a row. There, you got to be careful, though.
Did you see Texas banned Delta 8? Dawson dropping down.
What? Why'd they do that?
Pulling guard. Pulling
too close to guard. The real thing or something?
It's pretty much weed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's like a little chemical variation of it. Where they're like, get you high just like it and shit.
They're like, nah, we can't tax this properly.
It's not like spice. Spice, like, is completely different. I've never smoked it, but I've seen it. One of my friends smoked it once, and I was like, I'm like, why would you smoke it if we have weed, dude? He was having panic attacks off weed, but he wanted to keep getting high, so he tried K1 or whatever it was.
Or K2.
K2, is that what it was?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he tried it, and he's like, it gets you high. He's like, but it's not the same as weed. I'm like, of course, because it's not. And he's like, you want to try it? I'm like, dude, I have weed, and I'm not, like, I'm not having panic attacks, and I'm not going for a job interview, so I'm good on that. I'll just smoke real weed.
Right. I'm saying.
And at that time, there was, like, reports of fucking people turning into zombies and shit. Like, do you remember that shit?
Yeah.
Like, people were fucking smoking, like...
It was, like, synthetic like weed when there's the real shit.
Mm-hmm. It's dumb. But now, this version of weed, Delta 8 or whatever it was, is now illegal, from what I read.
Is it, like, super potent or something?
I'm pretty sure they just went in and switched to whatever chemical compound in weed, because it looks like weed. It's like a flower and everything. It's exactly the same weed thing. I think that, don't take my word for it, but I'm pretty sure they just went in, switched the chemical thing, and it's the same fucking plant. So depending on how you grow it, I'm pretty sure you can get different potencies. Dawson working this triangle, but, oh no, Glenn.
Glenn from the top.
Yeah, Glenn's working this triangle.
Looking like he's trying, but looks like Dawson.
It hasn't pinned down in the half guard.
Yeah. It's going to be hard to squeeze his head off from there. He's on top, though. We'll see what he could do. Should be smashing.
Smash. Not really happening for this triangle here.
Nope.
He's trying. He's in full guard. Well, not really. He's kind of there. No, but yeah, they're back in guard.
Yeah, but you see Dawson has like way more active feet compared to Glenn earlier.
Watch my feet.
Like, he's constantly pushing, trying to throw him up, just doing something. Glenn was content just hanging on to him.
Yeah. Oh, he's a lot more active, though, Glenn, in the top position.
Yeah, for sure. Which is good. I mean, yeah, offense. Keep beating him down. Smash his face, dude. There you go.
They smash you.
It's like Dawson lets you get a couple hits on him, and then he squirms.
Well, look at the stats. Round one and two. Wow. Pretty much 4 minutes, almost the second round, almost another 4 minutes, and then this round was 3 minutes by Dawson. I mean by Glenn. So it's gonna be 2-1.
He just waited too long.
Yeah.
He could have been way more successful if he would have done this.
He could stop it here. He still has time.
For sure.
And he just has to turn around. It's not like he's being locked down. He's actually he has offense.
Bombs away,
dude. You got 20. I'd be yelling, 20 seconds. Dude, go.
Right there. Just keep hitting him, man. No.
Oh, he's going for the sub. Ooh.
All right, I guess. If that's how you feel, you better squeeze.
Is it a darce? What is this?
You better squeeze with everything. Better squeeze with everything. He's just going to hold on.
7, 6, 5. Damn, he's got the thumbs up.
See, he made it.
Oh, fuck. Dude, he should have just fucking unleashed.
He's out. He's out.
Is he out?
It doesn't matter, though. He made the round. It doesn't matter if he was out.
Dude, it looks like he was out.
He's good.
The ref's asking him, and the coach is fucking...
He's just tired.
He might have been out.
He might have been, but that was the danger in going for the choke.
He looked a little confused when he got up.
Beating him up.
Like, when he was getting up, it looked like he was... Like, he caught himself when he was getting up. Like, what the fuck just happened? He didn't say that, but his face sure did look like it. And his coach coming in and hugging him and pushing him away was a good move. Like, I don't know what he told him, but I'm pretty sure he told him, act cool, you won. Fight's over, you won. Act cool.
Like, deep breaths.
Deep look, I could be wrong. I'm just saying that's what it looked kind of like.
Yeah. We're also watching it on mute, so.
And super high. Yeah, we're almost done with this fatty. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Dawson won that fight.
Yeah. What was it? Yeah, Bell, right? Glenn Bell. Where the fuck? I'm fucking. See? This is why we can't judge fights.
Marijuana.
Glenn. Yeah, no, he turned it on too late. Or Dawson just started getting tired. Dude, he could have won. Glenn finally turned it on.
Five rounder?
Okay, time for the official decision. And for that, here's Joe Martinez. Well, ladies and gentlemen, after three rounds, we go to the judges.
Hey, yo.
Here are the totals. Judge Crosby scores at 29-28 for Dawson.
Oh, it's a split. Baby.
For a majority draw.
Oh,
I can see it. You know why?
Draw.
They probably had it a 10-8 that last round because he was beating the shit out of him.
I see. 10-9, 10-9, 10-8. Damn. Good call.
To get him that draw. Yeah, absolutely. And then that little bit of controversy at the end of the round with Dawson not getting back to his feet.
Controversy.
I don't know how one judge gave it to.
Controversy.
So that sends a message to the judges that perhaps he was almost finished, and then that would make it be a 10-8 round.
All right, let's take a look here. This is the moment that we're talking about where Glenn was saying he was out.
Oh. He might have been.
I think he's exhausted and on his way out.
He might have been, yo.
He's obviously not out, right?
I want to see another camera angle. Give me another angle.
This is why Glenn got...
He looked a little out, I'm telling you.
He is led on his back with his opponent pointing down at him.
Not good.
I'm a fan of Grant Dawson, but the body language is terrible. It doesn't look good.
It doesn't.
Oh, for real, right? They didn't have interviews with these guys either.
No.
Oh, well, that makes sense, though. It's a draw. You're going to interview both of them? Neither of you won. How do you feel about that? Well, that sucked.
Yeah.
It's just not a good interview.
Wait. So was it... One judge gave it to one guy, one judge gave it to the other, and one was a draw?
Two draws.
Two draws? Okay. And
two
one
draws
gave it to Dawson?
One, yeah.
Exactly. Okay. So two judges made it a 10. Yep. Okay, that makes more sense. I'm like, if one judge gave it a fucking Glenn, that they're off.
Yeah, no. That's what I thought it was. That's how I was like, whoa, what? Like, what did I miss? But then when you said, oh, it must have been 10-9, 10-9, 10-8, I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense. That makes a lot more sense. Because, yeah, that dude didn't look good upon further review. He looked like he was, like, here. Like, he was asleep. And then he...
Yeah.
Started, like, motioning, like, oh, fuck.
He could have fallen asleep with
oh,
the thumbs
fuck.
Up.
Oh, fuck.
We've seen guys go stiff.
Yeah, we saw Holly Holm punch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's, like, her body said, no, fuck that, I'm fighting. Crazy.
Yeah. Dude, I'm rooting for Vettori. Costa's been a piece of shit. And to be honest, I think...
Yep, he's been a...
I think he wants to get cut, and that's the rumor going around, that he wants to get cut to go to either Bellator to get money or to have, like, a fight with the, you know how the Paul brothers, like, Woodley had one? To get paid. I think he's just worried about the money now. But that's the rumor going around, that he wants to get cut. That's why he's being difficult. His last fight, he didn't fight it. Remember, they had to find a replacement, and then he got, like, hair transplants. That's real. That happened.
Instead of fighting, he went and got hair transplants?
Yeah, he got, like, transplant surgery. There's pictures, unless they're Photoshopped.
That's funny.
Marvin's kind of a douche, too, though, but...
Yeah, he's just, like, a hardcore...
Super intense, yeah.
Hardcore meathead.
I don't think he's like that, like, in real life and regular life. I'm pretty sure he does it to the fighter he's going to fight and during the fights, but... Still a little, like, calm down, dude. You're already in a fight. Like, they got into it yesterday. Yeah, was it yesterday? Vettori gave him the finger. And then he was talking shit to him. Do you like Costa's last excuse for losing to Izzy? That he drank a whole bottle of wine the night before?
Hell no, that shit is just dumb.
You hired a terrible training staff if that was the case.
If they fucking let you do that, yeah.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get why he would do that. I don't get why he would even say he did that and come out and say, just fucking, if you did that, eat it, come back. But it seems like it's more of an excuse than anything.
Oh, for sure. Like, why would you do that? Would you normally do that? Is that a normal thing?
Is weird. Seems weird. You know, a lot of these guys are getting paid. Like Corey Anderson recently came out and said,
"Getting paid way better."
Yeah, he's getting paid way better in Bellator. That's enticing, man. A lot of these guys are prize fighters, and they realize they're not gonna make it to the top, but they can still make some money in exciting fights. Like Costa probably got picked up by Bellator if UFC dropped his contract. Except if he comes...
For sure.
You can't get off a bunch of losses and then go to
He's still pretty
Bellator.
Young, though.
And he's only got one loss. Yeah. That's the thing, though. Like, if he keeps losing, it's not going to be... They're not going to want him. Where does he go from here? He's already lost to Izzy.
I don't know. I think Vittori's trying to kill demons. I think that's what it is.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I think he's crazy.
You think he's crazy?
I think he's a little crazy. I think he's a little crazy.
No. He's definitely a little crazy. They put that picture of the Goonies guy for him. When it's Costa versus Vittori.
It's fucked up.
It's pretty funny. Here we go. Main event. Is this a contender fight? It has to be, right? Contender. Oh, no. Vittori's 5.
I don't know, because...
What's 205?
They've both lost to the champion at their weight classes.
Mm-hmm. Vittori twice.
Yeah, so...
Once early on before Israel was known, and then in a title fight. So actually, we didn't even talk about the controversy to this fight. This fight's being held at light heavyweight because of Costa.
Being a fat fuck.
Yeah, so Costa signed the contract, or... I don't know, to be honest. I was guessing that that's how fights happen. They sign the contract, and their contract...
Yeah, there's a contract weight.
Make the weight.
That's the whole point of weight classes, yeah. You agree to that weight.
Contractually obligated? I want to say it.
That's why they you got to call it in and be like, hey, can we change it? So thus amending that contract. It's like, well, we got to fix that now.
And then like they verbally agreed to like
and a catch weight. And he gives them 20% of his
money. Well, like, I don't think he wanted that. He was actually complaining about that.
About the money?
Costa. He says he doesn't believe that he should have to pay the fine.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
That's crazy. You didn't make the weight. You fucking agreed to, you fuck.
Hey, he didn't make the weight
twice. If you don't want to fight at 185, don't fight at 185.
They agreed to, like, I think 195, and then the day of, this guy weighed 205, yeah.
Yeah, they changed it again.
And I think Dana said he's not going to let him fight at 185.
That makes sense.
He's now at 205.
That makes sense. Well, then, yeah, this fight is kind of sort of irrelevant then.
Yeah, especially for the 185 division.
Keeps Marvin busy, I guess. It's just a...
Keeps the main event intact.
Super intense sparring day.
But I'm telling you, to do it so close to the main event, the previous thing with him not going to show up to the fight because of the hair implant shit, knowing he had a fight, he's being difficult, and I'm telling you, I think he wants to get cut. But who knows?
Cut. You're cut. I cut you.
Martin, you're cut.
You're cut.
You know, Vittori's over here punching himself already.
I'm telling you, demons, bro. Demons. Demons, gee, my demons.
Straight up Italian fighter, though. Not many of them. Well, at least in the UFC. I don't know if that matters, but just... little fact there.
And here comes the pretty boy from Brazil. Looking like a bitch.
I know his arms are pretty
jacked. Looking like he's going to blow his load instantly.
It's pretty jacked. That's why he didn't make weight, too. Motherfucker's gigantic. Look at his arms. Uh-oh. Look at him running the ring.
Somebody slow him down. I'm like, it's not that far.
Yeah, you can't.
It's not that far. It's only right there.
Dude, they got checks and balances before you go in there. They got to grease you up.
He's too intense right now.
Check that you don't got knives.
The adrenaline's getting to him.
You got a cup.
He's going to blow his load super early. You see him breathing that hard? I don't like that. He's too intense right now. He needs to tone it the fuck down.
He's dancing over there now?
Now he is. It's a little better.
I don't know there was such a thing, but there is monster water, apparently.
Liquid Death.
That's
water.
They made by Monster?
Yeah, it's the same people.
And there's also a vitamin water.
That one probably has another name.
I didn't know. I didn't know Monster had expanded so much.
The monies. The monies.
That's how you do it. First you get the money, then you get the power, then you get the women. Oh, shit. I'm lacking on this bowl over here. I'm high, all right? Toucan, don't pressure me, bro.
One of the rockers goes down. He's already talking shit. Look at him. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, dog. He's going to blow his load super early. This guy's on one. This guy's unstable, yo.
They both are.
Yeah, but Vittori's more calculated. But Demons, G.
Who are you going for, Costa?
Vittori.
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 Vaffanculo.
Marvin Vittori.
I don't know what that means, but some Italian guys, one time when we were talking shit on Halo, they were like, Vaffanculo. So we assumed it was a...
Something ass?
Yeah, it was something like kiss my ass or something. It was years ago. Years ago. Get a fucking Xbox already, Toucan. Halo's coming out.
How much is that online shit?
60 a year.
Not bad. Those bastards.
That's how they get you. Gotta pay that online shit. PlayStation thought that they could be sly and give it away for free. And they did for years until they realized it was shit because they needed to invest money into it so it could be better. So, they need to start charging there.
You pay now.
Yeah, you pay. You pay now. Jason Herzog.
Would you be nervous being Jason Herzog's size having to officiate this fight?
Yeah, because they're a little crazy. Both of them.
That's what I'm saying. I'd be a little nervous. He's some big boys.
Is it better watching the fights from the couch?
It's pretty comfy, man. It's pretty nice. But I like the distance, I think, is what I'm finding comfortable.
Yeah, with this TV, is a little bit nicer. Because it's 4K and it's 50 inches. That's what she said.
Woohoo.
Whoa. Did I show you this 2K? I had to. Better. The kettlebell awaits.
You have kettlebell literature?
Yes.
Hilarious.
Kettlebell steel mason club literature with pictures and breakdowns, and it's pretty much a full description from top to bottom. Like the basics of even how to, like, when you do presses and cleans, and like he even breaks it down to, like, think about it like this. So when you're lifting, you want to be like a can of soda, closed and not open. So, like, you got air pushing against the walls, you get me? So that's how you want to be when you lift these kettlebells. Kind of hard, with a strong core, good air. That way when you push and lift, you're like a stacked can instead of a fucking crushable can with no air that can be easily crushed. And that's when you got no air and you're pushing for no reason. Round one, here we go. It's pretty good. It's a pretty good book.
I'll come back to this after this fight. This might end quickly.
I skimmed it, and now I'm reading it from top to bottom. I got it like a week ago, 2 weeks ago. They're pretty aggressive stand-up, both of them. I don't know who shoot first. Probably Vittori. I don't know how good Costa's jits is.
Those leg kicks are vicious.
Clank. Shin to shin.
He's throwing everything at him.
Yeah, he tried to catch him in the head.
And now the body. All the leg kicks.
Did he just push him down, Vittori?
Yeah, that was just a balance thing.
And he put. And he,
but Vittori's more disciplined. I'm telling you, man. Demons, yo.
He definitely talked.
He's not
about
afraid.
It in his after the. When he, I think when he was gonna fight Izzy for the championship fight, he talked about how he'd gotten a lot more calculated because.
And it's frightening, yo.
He's gotten tired in
it's
his previous
scary,
fights.
G.
He's trying to find his chin. He's coming in there like trying to radar it. Like holding his hands out in position and like almost like searching for it. Trying to pop it in there. See, look, he almost tried to look for it right there. Just right, look. They're kind of short over the top punches that he's trying to hit him with. Ooh, that one caught him.
And they're nice straight ones too. Mm-hmm. They're not hooking. He's not losing any force. Right to the face.
My advice for Costa is to keep with the leg kicks and try to keep this guy at distance.
Good luck, though. He's going to get tired.
Because you see, Vittori's not throwing as much when this guy's kicking. He's still pressing. You can't stop this motherfucker from pressing forward. At least stop his hands from moving, right? Either trying to block it or getting hit.
Yeah.
But he might be also fucking radaring that hand when he punches. Catch you off balance right on the chin. Put you out. Costa kicking. Damn, he dug that one into the body.
Yeah. 2:30 to go. What a pace. This is crazy. This has to slow down. This has to.
Yeah, they're way too... Well, they should be fighting 185 and they're 205. Maybe they got the energy. They ate a shitload. Fucking Costa. Piece of shit. You're contracted to fight at 185, comes in at heavyweight.
Yeah, he's fucking huge, man.
He is big as fuck. Does that mean, damn, what is he walking around at? If this had to be moved to 205, and he should be fighting at 185? Yeah,
fucking Vittori, just pressure all day.
Look at Anderson Silva, want to be over here.
Right.
Hit me, I'll stand on the cage.
That's crazy, though, those kicks, though. It's like
he's throwing they hurt, dude. He keeps throwing them. I don't know how Vittori's like. I know he's blocking them, and they're not really like. They're still bats to the fucking forearm.
Yeah, dude, that shit is crazy.
And Vittori's like, okay, cool.
I'm telling you, demons. He's not fighting humans, bro. He's fighting demons. That's why when Izzy beat him, I was like, holy shit, yo. Izzy's fucking.
That's striking.
He's that one right now.
That's striking.
Good luck beating him right now. He has enough of everything.
Jan Błachowicz is the fight next week, right? The free one?
Yeah.
I thought it was Sterling, this guy, but no, I think it's John versus
Glover.
Yeah, Teixeira. Oh, you got one. Stop trying to steal my lighter, bro.
Force a habit, I think of you, shit.
I think of you, lighter. Oh, dude, he's catching Costa a lot more. Man. Still 33 seconds, and Costa's getting a little bit comfortable leaning on the cage and absorbing these strikes. Dude, that November 6th one is... Try to take the leg.
Told you.
that November 6th one is only 2 weeks away.
Yeah. I'm saying I'm about to be 31.
Damn. Is that on your birthday?
Mm-mm.
When's your birthday? The 4th?
The 2nd. Woo!
We got around Vittori just this like, one.
He just saw it go past his face. Like,
we get around two. Who wins that one? It might be Vittori. He was more accurate with the strikes and pressing forward a lot more.
Yeah.
Costa did land kicks, but he did get tired towards the end, and he wasn't pressing forward.
Yeah, I feel like I'd give that to Vittori.
10-9 Vittori first round. And this is a 5-round. Because
everything was much more calculated. I feel like he got more of the... solid shots off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Costa got those leg kicks off and, like, some of the body kicks.
Yeah, no, so I went online and I would look up when I got the mace. I'm like, let me look up some workouts. And I went through some videos and, you know, I went through different ones. And his was the best one. Not only visually wise and edited wise, because it was just simple edits or whatever. But the technique actually worked. When I implemented it outside by myself. when I was outside and I actually did what he would tell me in the video, it made the lift actually work, and it activated the muscles that should be activated. And the more I saw his videos, the more I saw, let's see, 34 to 8 strikes for Costa head, 8 to the body, 13 in favor of Costa, 34 for Vittori in the head. So that round should have gone to Vittori. Kevin Lowell agrees. So does Scott Fontana. I don't know who that is, but he agrees as well. Jerry Goodman. Yeah, but his videos were the best on YouTube. And then it would say, hey, I have a book if you guys want to check it out. It's on Amazon. I have a QR code at the end with videos that I need to check out. But like full workouts and shit like that instead of just clips and videos. Damn, he's catching them. And just with the jab, and it looks like...
And Costa's not, only throwing single power shots.
And it's not hurting, but it is hurting him. It's not like... Ooh, Vittori just ate a kick to the head.
Don't duck into it again. Careful with that shit.
Vittori's trying to escape, trying to find some space. Costa's attacking to the head, too.
Costa might blow his load, though. I'm telling you. Whoa. He's ready to blow his load. He's ready to blow!
Gadoosh everywhere.
Gadoosh. Yeah, I mean, enough of those bats, you know?
Ah, man, he keeps throwing them.
He just gotta be careful with the energy. He's gonna get tired.
No, I'm some pages into it, and he says he traveled the world, learning how to do these different exercises with clubs and maces, and then when he looked up books and other stuff on how to do them, there was really no literature on it, so he decided to do his own book and make his own videos because there was really no focus in on them, and he's like, fuck it, I'm going to do some kettlebell shit too, because he's been doing kettlebells for a while, but it hadn't really gotten popular till a certain time here in the States, till MMA kind of, and wrestling got more popular. So I'm like, fuck it, I'll buy his book. Visually, it's pretty good. I like to give you the technique breakdown. What to do, how to bend, how to keep your spine, when to breathe, when to exhale. These guys are full throttle.
Oh.
Vittori.
Careful.
Ate a hook. Looked like it hurt him. Ooh, Vittori with the first clinch and takedown. Damn.
Uh-oh. And he looks strong here. Costa is just a fucking bull, though. Watch. He's going to stand up. He's
Vittori's trying to take the back. He's got one hook in, but Costa bulls his way out of it. Hulk smash.
But, I mean, think about how tired he is now.
Yeah. Oh, another one. But Vittori says he got poke in the eye. But he ate a kick at the same time. I'm not saying that he's faking because of the kick, but he did eat a kick at the same time.
He definitely ran backwards because of the eye poke.
Yeah. Ooh, definitely. I didn't see the eye poke because I saw the kick, but he definitely poked him in the eye. Cheating ass Costa.
He's trying to slow the fight down. Look at him. He's tired, dude.
Hey, fat fuck. You can't be poking people in the eyes, all right? Imagine calling Costa fat fuck.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I'm like, hey, you fat bitch. And I'm...
Yeah, we're over here like...
Whoa. Yeah.
Well, we didn't get contracted to make 185.
Exactly.
Not saying we
could. If I did, I had one job. Make 185.
And I would have been smart, and I would have said 225.
And I would have said no to that bottle of wine.
Yeah.
I would have not gone out on Tuesday night and played pool for 5 hours. I would have gone to sleep.
Hope he's good. He won the first round. And depending on how this round was going to go, he was leading more of the same. Strong first with Costa on the decline. Then the rest giving him big talking to. Is he going to take a point?
Ooh. He's like, I don't need you to come with me. You're still getting the point taken away.
That's 1 point from Herzog. It's Herzog's discretion. It's not up to this guy. Keep your fucking hands closed, bitch. Take another point for this motherfucker not paying attention. He's the ref. Respect him. Piece of shit, Costa. I'm glad he's not champion.
Watch imagine the Bulls. The Bulls.
Imagine if he were champion. What kind of fucking attitude he'd have?
Oh, man. It'd be bad. It wouldn't be good.
Well, fuck that. If he would have beaten Izzy, this would be his next fight, and he wouldn't even made weight, so.
Just throwing heavies.
To the leg, to the body, to the head. He's just kicking. Vittori steps out of range of that one and clips him, though. Comes with the one, hits him with the one, misses the two.
I mean, the longer this goes, the better this gets for Marvin.
Was it takedown in this round?
I think so, yeah.
Damn, yeah, this is a Marvin round. Especially with that takedown. You could say the striking.
Look at that. It's like... just it's single swings. He'll throw one, and he tries to get out of the way. See, even when he fake attacks, sometimes he leaves himself in range.
Yeah.
This is crazy. Oi.
Ooh, man.
Oi.
I got caught there a little bit.
Everybody. Hold on to your hats.
4 seconds left.
Beep.
Oof. Tori does not look happy on his way
Everyone
out.
Everyone breathe. Remember to breathe. Yeah, goddammit, breathe.
I think he won that round as well, but he did not look happy on the way out.
Yeah, no, man. Those fucking big swings, bro. That's crazy.
Look at Belil.
Benil?
Yeah, Benil.
Benil Dariush.
Belil's the other guy. Our commentator. Or on the desk. Boom. That right cross caught him.
Yup.
Got Vittori.
Oh, and that was a big head kick
Ooh,
right there.
Ooh, that head kick to the neck. Well, that high kick to the neck.
The eye poke. Did the most damage.
And that body kick, though, hurt,
that was
too.
That for free.
Yeah.
Take that with you.
That was the and
minus one. So that was a 10-8, most likely, for Marvin.
Because of the eye poke? Yeah. You're right. So it should be 20-17?
He's got to win these next three rounds. Or finish. Costa got work to do.
Well,
Jesus Christ.
Well, if he wins these next three rounds, it'll be a tie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like,
it'll come down to the judges.
Yeah, he'd have to. Fuck. He has to finish. This is crazy.
What a conundrum. Get the finish or tie the fight with three wins of the rounds. That eye poke did not do him any favors.
Nope.
Herzog not playing any games.
I like that, though. I like that.
Look, I don't blame Herzog. The first foul already was missing weight.
Exactly. Maintain order, goddammit.
You're going to let this guy miss weight, fucking get an eye poke. What's next? You're going to let him kick him in the balls, too? Grab the cage once. Like, how many times are you going to let this motherfucker do what he wants?
Oh, they're headbutting now. They're headbutting. Couple balls. They're going at it.
Costa's trying to lull him in. Like, come on in. Come on in to find that. Boom. Oh. What's going on here?
Went for the wheel kick, whiffed it, and then he hit him with the right.
He did catch him a little bit.
He was running
right.
Away.
Right?
Yeah, but he was running away. I don't think he didn't eat that.
Ooh,
oof. Costa nice left
a nice
straight.
They give me throwing stupid shit. I'm going to throw this at you. Some real shit. Costa's looking for that dynamite hit. I think dynamite's on today too, but the UFC wouldn't move over for that. Dynamite had to move over for the playoffs.
Dynamite.
AEW.
They're on today?
Yeah, because they had to move over on Wednesday for the playoffs. playoffs.
2:50 to go in the third. Vittori with the constant pressure.
Costa trying to smile at him like he's fucking... we losing, bro. It's fucking 2017 right now. And this round isn't looking good for you either. It's not necessarily looking bad, but... We see Vittori always picks it up towards the end. Look at that. He just landed two jabs and almost landed a nice cross with it.
Yeah, like Vittori's doing the more consistent work.
Oof. Push him against the cage a little bit. Costa's more feints than anything, really. Trying to get him in. You're never going to win like that. And even if you ever get to fucking Israel again, you're hoping for that knockout shot. Not going to get it against Izzy. The motherfucker bends backwards like the Matrix. Takedown from Costa.
Costa's on top.
That could definitely win him this round. I could see how a judge would be like, that's his round. Ooh. And look at this right here.
Aggressive ground and pound from the top.
He needs shit like this. Oh, shit. He's going for a darce.
Oh, he's looking for a choke here.
Oh, guillotine. Oh, and oh, and it looks like, oh, he had a lot of neck. I don't know what the fuck he was going for, but he had a lot of neck.
Yeah, he had too much. Now Marvin's on top. Eek.
Why didn't he drop down for a geet? Like, why didn't he wrap the leg?
He's foolish.
Right? It looked like he was trying to twist.
And I think he was a little desperate.
He had the neck, dude. I think he could have gotten something.
I think he was a little desperate.
Oh, Costa. I know I'm rooting for Vittori, but...
And now Vittori could just ride this out, though. Fight. He could just keep on top here.
Right. Beat him up a little bit. Right on. Yeah, he's just here in the guard position. Costa had the arms locked up. Now he's just kind of just locking him down from the head, not letting him posture up.
Yeah, it looked at first like he was going to try and attack, but he's like, I don't know.
Here we go, foot on the hips. Nope, back to guard. That's when you know they're going to attack or something, when the foot start going to the hips. Nope, locks him back up in guard.
I'm telling you, it'd be too much effort. From being on his back, yeah, like, it'd be too much. Like, if anything, he's looking for positions where he might be able to get up, but other than that, he's not attacking.
Oop, there you go.
Look at that. Instantly took the mouth guard out.
Vittori's tired.
Yeah.
But so is Costa. Costa's even more tired.
They are bathing this motherfucker.
Ah, they're dropping it holy into nuts shit. Like they did with...
They are bathing this motherfucker.
What's her name? Cogella. Claudia. Yeah, they put it across that one time. Remember? That's a famous meme.
Give a little spritz.
Cooling down the cooch. She's on fire. I don't know. I'd say that was another round for Blue Corner for Vittori.
Yeah, no, I like that he's not getting too aggressive when Costa is covering up.
Costa trying to lull him in.
Yeah, because he's always dangerous, and he knows. He's like, da, 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 da. Gets out. I like that.
You can't bet on Costa always having that bottle of wine the night before. He might have come prepared this time.
Right? He might have had two bottles.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Two negatives equal positive.
He's a big boy.
Two negatives equal positive.
Hair of the dog type shit, you know.
Vittori pushing Costa back. Ooh, Costa with a big wild swing.
See, he's a lot less bouncy now. Costa's just, he's kind of finding a spot, posting up there and trying to feint.
Oh! Caught Vittori with like a little short, what was it, left hook?
Short left hook, yeah.
But Vittori kind of, he He reacted to it, but he didn't really
move. He got a big neck.
Yeah.
Ooh. You got a fat neck, Hank.
You see Costa over here?
He's like, my model good looks.
Oh.
Little jab.
Right on the way in when he was trying to kick him.
Made a miss.
Make a miss.
Oh, but Vittori's bleeding now. Maybe that motivates him.
Vittori?
Yeah. Maybe Costa gets motivated from the blood.
No one makes me bleed my own blood.
I mean, Vittori's just got to keep on. As long as he stays consistent, he would probably get a finish.
Yep, we're in the fourth round here, 320.
I see that was a good dodge. He's seeing everything.
Ooh, Costa's just covering up now. He's not even moving.
I'm telling you. Like,
attack the body. Attack the body.
He's tired.
Attack the body.
Oh, yeah. I would keep kneeing. Keep kneeing.
Oh, Costa's trying to come with the heavy. With the heavy stuff.
Yeah, watch the head. He's going to come for it at some point.
Angle off. When he's in that position, he needs to angle off instead of moving straight back.
Well. There it is. I told you.
Oh!
And there's another one. I told you.
Oh,
you better
no.
Move your head, kid.
Costa threw like fucking four straight crosses in a row and caught Vittori with one of them. Vittori's coming back, though.
Costa's left eye is looking a little puffy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. He just...
His eye's powerful.
His everything's just got a little more on it. That's why Vittori also can't get too crazy. Can't get too greedy. He has to get out when he's safe.
Oh, nice one too. Oh,
this
Vittori.
Is a good fight, man.
Yeah.
This has been a real good fight.
Oh, Vittori caught him with a nice one. Did Costa give him props for that one finally? He put up his hand or did
no,
he go,
that was
no?
a no, no,
oh,
no.
I thought he gave him a one.
That was a tired no, no. I was like, I'm tired.
Yeah, you didn't get me. Well, clearly he did.
Right? It's like, he snapped your head back, bro.
Oh, that was a nice body kick from Costa.
All day. Oof.
Vittori lands and escapes the wild fucking right swing. It's not even a cross or a hook or nothing. That was just a swing.
Ooh, oh, nice look knee at that.
From Vittori. Vittori. I don't know what Herzog was doing.
I don't know if that was a maybe cup shot, but they didn't call it.
I don't know. He went in and like kind of tapped him.
I think Marvin's just so locked in, I don't think he even noticed.
Yeah. He's like, I'm good, dude.
He's like, unless you say stop, I'm not stopping.
Yeah. He's like, dude, you're bleeding out of your cup somehow.
I'm bleeding from my dong.
I didn't hear no bell. Yeah, ref. Where's the bell? Pushes him against... Vittori pushes Costa against the cage here. It'd be smart and strategic of him to land a trip or a takedown right now.
For sure. Seal this round. But, I mean, I think he's done the better work either way.
Yeah.
But yeah, that would be...
But these fucking reps sometimes.
That would be the bonus point. And you might avoid getting fucking body kicked. Yeah.
In the ribs. Oh, I don't like that Vittori's
yeah,
hands
like,
really low. You see that?
That he's just wading in towards him. It's like, just back off, bro. You got 10 seconds. Just let it go.
His left hand is protecting that side of the ribs.
Well, yeah, he's eating like 50 of those, man. That shit's gotta be hurting him right now. He's got one more round to go. And this fucking monster isn't falling.
It just goes to show you, dude, what Izzy did to both of them.
Right? He beat the shit out of both of them.
Yeah, both of them.
Oh my god, Izzy's a fucking killer, yo.
Oh, look at that guy. Look at him. Look killer. At him. Look at him.
Rubbing away.
Muscles.
You rub it out, sir. Rub it out.
Hey, dude, rub, shake my arms. What? Do that thing
like how you fucking jerk off a horse.
Yeah, jack off my arms. Jack off my arms really quick, dude. I need to get some fucking blood in them. All right, but don't. I'd be like, all right, but don't let them film me.
Cover me.
Get out of here. We have it on the other guys. Doesn't matter. Get out of here. I'm not doing it, dude. You're going to have to fire me.
Round five.
Fight.
Oh, man.
Oh, Vettori throws a body kick of his own and then catches him with a punch to the head.
Vettori's got to be careful here. These
bulls are fucking...
Ooh, I'm telling you. Oh, oh.
They're both throwing, dude.
This round's going to be crazy.
These guys are letting their dick swing and shit. Look at them. They don't give a fuck. Locking horns.
My ding-a-ling.
Swinging nuts.
My ding-a-ling.
Man stuff. Huh, yeah. I'm going to pull out my cock right now. Let me turn off the camera.
This is so wrong. Please, God, no.
Toucan's like, I'm going to leave.
I'm going home.
Sorry. That testosterone was just flowing, bro. Shit happens. Sometimes I lift naked in the backyard. The testosterone's just too heavy. Neighbors come out and freak out.
Whoa, man.
Don't look then. Don't look.
What do you want me to do? Cut it off?
You're just jealous of my gains, bro.
I don't know why. What was that fucking movie?
Ghost of Gotham.
Was it Road Trip? That part made me laugh super hard. The fucking old guy who's watching TV and he gets a boner or something.
Oh, yeah.
And the old lady tells him to go do something and he's walking around with his boner.
Yeah.
And that's what he says to her. Like, what do you want me to do? Cut it off? I'm like, yeah. That's fucking... She was so stupid. That has stuck in my head forever. Yeah. Right. Like, he didn't even need that shit back then. This sir was fucking on it.
Viral.
Keeping his appetite strong. It's hilarious.
3 minutes left. And they're still swinging. And a lot of these are connecting. Not the super wild ones from fucking Costa. Maybe you should take a book out of Vettori's. Or a page out of Vettori's book. I could have said a book out of Vettori's library to correct myself and pick up the stumble, but I didn't.
Library.
Yeah, library. Biblioteca. Yeah, but...
Ooh.
Costa needs to get a little bit more...
Vettori went for a fucking...
Takedown.
Interesting. He's trying to lock down this win.
Costa needs to get a little bit more methodical, a little bit more calculated. Instead of throwing wild punches and waiting for this guy to come in. We've seen what two calculated guys can do to him. Or they're at least better in striking, calculated-wise and technique-wise. Just if you can survive the bombs.
Disengaged.
Or the fucking bats.
Straight up, dude.
To look at Vittori's left hand, it hasn't left his side these last two rounds. Possibly three. I didn't check out the third if it was already down there. But he's like, enough's enough. I'm not eating more of these kicks. Probably got some shattered-ass ribs.
Oh, for sure. And he's starting to eat some to the face now, too.
Well, it's because his hand's down, dude, from the kicks. Oof. So by the time Costa extends and connects, this guy can't get his hand up in time. And he ducks because he wants to keep his hand down, you see? Mm-hmm. And he's catching the punches a lot more.
He's just, like, compressing himself?
Yeah. Those kicks are effective to a certain extent. I can see some red... But I can't see to the full extent because...
Yeah, he's covering it.
He's covering. Sure. It's really red, actually. Look.
Yeah,
that whole side. Good strategy. Yeah, I got it.
Strategy.
I got it. The fuck, man? Valentina's English is way better than mine. I'm fucking native born. She speaks three languages. Four with Thai now.
That's crazy.
I was so happy when I saw that she was on Joe Rogan. I was like, yes, fuck yeah, Shevchenko.
Oh, I thought he was going to get it.
Yeah. 14 seconds, that takedown would have been nice. Would have been very, very nice.
Costa tried to take him down. He's just holding him.
What do you mean, Costa? I hate when people do that. Like, Costa's like, nah, what is he doing? I don't even know what he's doing. It's like, dude, you didn't do shit. You were getting your ass beat the whole time, and now you want to be like, just holding me here. Just holding me here.
Vittori looking a little disappointed.
I think he won, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think he's just, like, upset at himself about not finishing.
This guy's a tough opponent, man. He throws hard shots.
He's huge.
And then look at the side of Vittori. Just 8 fucking kicks. That was early on. Second round?
Yeah, right. That was from that same round, too.
Yep, that was eye poke round. Boom.
-1. Take that with you.
What? What do you mean -1? I only poked him in the eye once. Yeah, once is enough, dude.
For being a fat bitch.
Ooh, I didn't see that one. A nice knee from Vittori on the takedown that Costa got. Ah, man. He focused in on that fucking left-hand side from Vittori. Just body kicks all day. But Vittori made it through the fight. Ooh, nice one, too. They're on the replay. Head strike 67-151 in favor of Vittori. Body strike 60-36 in favor of Costa. And leg strikes 12-3 in favor of Costa.
He only threw 3? Wow. Interesting. I would probably increase that some more.
What?
The leg kicks.
For Vittori?
Yeah.
It would definitely help him set up more stuff, even with his jab and stuff.
To the here and now. All that's left is a decision from the UFC Apex, and this official decision is brought to you by Back for Blood. Available now, rated M for mature. One final time, Joe Martinez.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, after 5 rounds of action, we go to the judges' scorecards. All 3 judges have it 48-46 for your winner by unanimous decision, the Italian Dream, Marco Vittori.
Costa doesn't agree.
Yeah, he don't want to shake up. Little fist bump, that's all you get. The respect of the entire martial arts community this week by accepting this fight. You just delivered an
absolute classic. How you feeling right now? Who's swearing? Who's swearing?
Probably dudes in the back.
Good work. Another improving experience for me. And it's always good, like, you know, I know I have the biggest heart. I know I have the biggest will. And when it goes from fifth to the fourth, fifth round, there's no way nobody can keep up, you know? But, you know, a lot of people were saying how he's not going to be ready. I feel a lot of it was a trick, you know? He didn't want to cut weight, but he actually came pretty ready.
Well, you got off to a fantastic start. You were landing a lot of good combinations. As the fight progressed, he was ripping to your body a lot. He kicked you in the head. He kicked you to the body. How did you feel? Did you feel the effects of those shots?
The kicks were the most impressive thing from him, yeah. He was hit with full power. Even when I grabbed him, you could feel like the weight. He was big for sure, but, you know, I'm ready. And when I'm ready, there's nothing that I can do.
Now the fight's over. How do you feel about what happened this week? Of course, he came in. He changed weight classes at the last minute. The fight's over. You were successful. But how do you feel towards Paulo Costa now?
He's swearing. What are you saying? He's a piece of shit. He's fucking sucks. He's a fucking stupid idiot. But, you know, I don't know why he come and don't make a way. Too much of pasta.
Watch with his money. And,
exactly what he said.
And, you know, and,
I got red lips.
I still got the win, and I'm proud of it, you know.
Well, you won in more ways than one. As I say, this week, everyone's respected you even more than what they did last week. I got to ask you, what do you want next? As we know,
I want to fight the Bowser and save the Princess Peach. The belt
and becoming the champion still burns within your heart.
Yeah, for sure. But like I said, I keep wanting to fight the best, and the belt will come, and I'm going to keep improving. I'm not over chasing the belt right now. And with that saying, With that being said, I still want the belt 100%. That's my goal, but I want to fight the best. And another thing, I want to shout out to all my friends and family that went out and watched the fight and met the corona. Thank you so much for all of us, for all of you.
It's a pretty cool name for a town.
You know, I want to say one thing. Avanti. Thank you, guys.
Will Meza Corona stand up? Listen, you've got a legion of new fans. That was an incredible performance. We cannot wait to see you in there again. Marvin, the Italian dream, ladies and gentlemen.
And how about that with a look at Meza Corona, Italy?
They should interview Costa and be like, why are you so fat?
Sick. Right?
Why'd you come in fat?
Why are you such a fat bitch right now? What happened?
So in the main event, we had Costa being defeated by Marvin Vettori by unanimous decision. It was a pretty good fight, but, you know, Marvin Vettori just did more throughout the rounds to win them towards the end even. And even got a... Well, Costa got an eye deduction a point deduction for an eye poke. So, Marvin Vettori wins unanimously. Kind of what we thought was going to happen. More of the same. It was an exciting fight, not like, oh, boring, whatever.
It was solid.
Yeah, for both of their skill sets, it was a well-matched. It was a good fight, especially after two kind of snoozers.
Costa's scary when he's throwing bombs.
Yeah.
That shit is terrifying. Mm-hmm.
Grant Dawson versus Ricky Glenn was... the co-main event, and Dawson had two rounds of control time on the floor versus Ricky Glenn's one round of dominating top control over Grant Dawson, which came to a majority decision draw.
Yeah, that shit was wild.
Yeah. So because of that 10-8 round that Ricky Glenn got in the eyes of two judges and one judge got a split, it's a majority draw. So no one wins. Jessica Rose Clark taking on Jocelyn Edwards. A lot of wrestling.
Wrestling.
Almost the same thing as the Grant in the Dawson Glenn fight, but this time Edwards didn't get a comeback like Glenn did. Jessica Rose Clark pretty much just controlled the whole fight with her top control, which is kind of, I would say it's impressive. Me as a fan. At the level that I'm at, and I'm not saying I'm better than fucking people, but I am, so suck my dick. But watch more fights, and then maybe you learn something. Go train something, because if you fucking suck my dick. But Jessica Rose Clark is more of a striker, and that's why I'm saying that was impressive that she got the win through wrestling. She wrestled the bigger Jocelyn Rose and was able to keep her down and get the victory. Appreciate the sport, you cocksuckers, right? Alex Caceres versus Sang Woo Choi. Caceres early on almost got put out and came back to get the victory in round two. Do you remember what it was?
He got dropped by a punch, illegal knee, and then
it was a legal knee, right?
Then he came back, ducked under a punch, and then took Sang Woo Choi's back and rear naked choked him.
Close to one liter of red wine in the chat. That's what someone put. Ultimo. he better go have a lot more after this fight. He's going to need it to fucking gnaw the pain in the face.
Not the face.
Yeah, so Caceres came back to win the submission victory, round two. Did you say what it was? I forgot what it was. Rear naked choke? Oh, no, it was a...
Rear naked, Jim. I remember it. He ducked under. Jumped on his back, hit him a couple times.
I don't remember.
It was up against the cage.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I seen it.
Old ass Francisco Trinaldo gets a split decision victory over Dwight Grant. If you guys go back in history and watch, Trinaldo might have been the only guy to beat Khabib Nurmagomedov. I got it. I don't need your help. He's the only one to, dude. If you go back and you watch it, I think he beat him. It's very close. It's a very close fight. Might be.
Oh, it was one of those where they're just like
a lot of grapple heavy, and Trinaldo got a lot of grappling over. Well, like top control because he got good jits and good like a little bit of good wrestling. Not better than Khabib, but he was able to get out of positions because he got good jiu-jitsu.
And he's fucking huge.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think Khabib learned that lockdown position until later, how effective it was with the cage and then locking them down until later on in his career.
True. Yeah, because once he learned that shit was fucking, it's over.
It's over. He locks you down and just beats the shit out of you against the cage.
Because you only have one limb to defend yourself with.
All right, here we go.
It's fucking dangerous. Let's go kill
him. Oh, I don't know. Nagumarenu.
Wow. That's a crazy. Nagumarenu.
Versus Isaac Villanueva. Nicole got the... got the KO victory, TKO victory, first round. I remember seeing that fight. I don't remember how it happened.
So, fuck off. I was at the taco spot. I missed it.
Actually, I think I went to go take a shit. Yeah, I was taking a shit, so I missed it. That's why I remember.
Oh, he's dead.
Because you hit me up. You're like, hey, I'm on my way to get tacos, and I'm on my way. So I'm like, oh, my God. I have minimal time to go take a shit.
It's shitting time.
Yeah, so I ran and took a shit. Because I still need to set up, and then I took a shit, and then I missed that fight, and then I set up.
It happens.
And now we're here.
Sometimes it's just time to shit, man.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta poop. Everybody poops. There was a book written about
Everybody poops.
Everybody
hurts.
So next week, if Toucan is available, I'll see if these guys want to come too. I'll put it out there, because it's a...
Like, maybe I'll come for part of it, and then I'll leave early or something.
Actually, it's an even earlier one.
It is? That might
work even better for me. This one today was at 3 CDT. This one says 1 CDT, so that means it's 2 hours earlier. That means it's going to be at 1 o'clock next week.
How many fights on the main card for that one? I might be able to make this work. What a day.
Actually, we were breaking down this next card, right? Yeah, that's what I was going to do.
Yeah.
So I need to click on it anyway.
Excellent.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, so the same amount. Okay.
Yeah, so this one should end earlier.
2 hours earlier.
It should end 2 hours earlier, so. Should end by
I might be able to make this work.
It's not going past 5.
Crazy.
All right, so we might have a fight campaign next week. I'll see if these guys are down too.
Yo, so I'm trying to see that Peter Young, Corey Sanhagen fight.
There's 2 title fights next week. Yeah, and it's free. It's a free pay-per-view.
Yeah, fucking Aljo.
So,
But then did you see the Peter Yan shit where he throws in those illegal knees? He's done that before.
Oh, he's done that before?
Yeah.
Well, dude, if you go back...
He throws them in on the slide, like he throws it at your shoulder, follows through to your face type shit.
So...
it's crazy.
We saw it in real time, and I really didn't go look back at it till now. And look, in real time, it still looked illegal. But if you go back, dude, he's pushing... Aljo's head down.
Yeah, no, that's what I remember, too. I remember.
He's pushing it down, and then he throws it.
He, walks through him.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
I don't blame Aljo for what he did, but recently he came out and said that he didn't fight this guy because he was getting his ass beat in training camp.
What?
Yeah. So he's like, that's why he pulled out. I get it.
What?
But still,
because of an injury or because that's it?
I think he might be attributing to the surgery and recovery, and it's not there, and he's not feeling it.
Okay.
I think they might have tried to rush him. Because remember, he did have surgery, shoulder surgery or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so next week is going to be Jan Błachowicz taking on Glover Teixeira. Glover Teixeira's own... this is a second title opportunity. He fought John Jones, the king, the goat, the woman beater. He
finally get it.
The criminal. Hey, let's get real. It is what it is.
Holy shit.
It's gone too far. The motherfuckers fucked up way too many times. What can you say?
Allegedly.
No. I think it's record out there. It's common record, and it's police record, and it's public record.
Holy shit.
We can't give the guy the benefit of the doubt anymore. Like, it's been too much where we're like, allegedly, we need to see where this goes, and then it gets worse.
I mean, I'm going to still say allegedly. I don't know nothing.
I'm still going to watch him fight, but I'm not going to glorify the guy anymore.
he's only the goat, but it's all right.
It sucks because he's the goat, and
he's just not a great person.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy? The UFC is probably gonna give him a chance at heavyweight.
Damn,
because they haven't fired him yet.
Damn!
They want that money.
They do want that money.
Yeah, so that one should be interesting. Look, Jan has looked good. He has power. He's got good striking. But Glover's looked good, too. But I think this... Jan kind of put a stamp on the division. We'll see. Glover's an interesting opponent. You know, he beats pretty much a lot of people in this division except John Jones. But that's the same... That's the same thing with Błachowicz. Błachowicz just hit a streak, and he's a champion right now. We've seen him lose multiple times in this division to yeah. guys that are in Bellator now. In the same, like
this is a winnable fight for Glover.
Yeah,
he can do this. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be good.
He will. He must. In the co-main event, we have Peter Yan, number one contender for the bantam interweight title. It was supposed to be against Sterling, but Sterling dropped out because, again, I don't think he, I think he said it himself.
Nerves. Probably still fucked.
Yeah, he wasn't feeling a hundo, so Sterling didn't jump back in here.
That's what it was, right? Some sort of nerve injury or something?
In the shoulder?
Something like that, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I heard those aren't easy to recover from.
Yeah. So, Corey Sandhagen is stepping in for Sterling, and if you're asking why Corey Sandhagen, didn't he lose his last fight to TJ Dillashaw, and shouldn't TJ Dillashaw have this next opportunity... You would be correct, but TJ Dillashaw has a knee injury, I think it was a knee injury, from Corey Sandhagen when, in the first round, they were on the floor, he caught his leg, and he cranked it, and this guy to get out of it pretty much, well, I think it was already tore out, but he pretty much just yanked it out and kept going, and he tore his, some kind, one of the ligaments in his knee. Like the next week on JRE, on the Fight Companion with Brendan, He had it braced up already. I think he already had surgery. So if you're wondering why Sandhagen is in there, Sandhagen's number three. His last loss is to TJ. Sterling is out. Number one is Peter Yan. And I'm guessing TJ would be number two. Mm-hmm. So it makes the most sense. And it's an interesting matchup because Peter Yan's a little shorter, probably stronger, stockier fighter. Corey Sandhagen moves around a lot, uses the outside because he's very long and lanky and is very, very good on the floor with the submission game. I think it's interesting. I think this is Corey Sandhagen's best opportunity to win this title. We saw what happened with Dillashaw. Dillashaw is very good as well, moves around a lot, very speedy. He knows how to outpoint people. He's done it before. He did it with Corey already. I want Corey Sandhagen to win. I think it's going to be a lot closer, though. And I might lean towards Peter Yan on the non-fanboy side. And I'm not fanboying over Corey Sandhagen. I just want him to win. But I think Peter Yan has a better chance of winning this fight. I'm rooting Sandhagen. I think Yan wins. If I were betting, I'd bet Yan. Out of my enjoyment as a fight fan. I'm going Corey Sandhagen. I think he's got what it takes to beat Peter. Or Peter, sorry.
Peter.
What do you think?
I don't know, I like Corey Sandhagen. Super dynamic. Can strike from everywhere. The ground is dangerous. But Peter Yan's got that fucking bulldoze you down style. It's going to be a good fight because they're going to meet, you know. Yeah. Like, Sandhagen's going to be trying to come around them and stuff, but Peter Yan's is going to be constant. Mm-hmm. It's going to be good. I'm taking Corey, though.
Yeah, I'm rooting Corey. Next fight after that, we have number 5, Islam Makhachev, taking on Dan Hooker. Dan Hooker is stepping in for Rafael Dos Anjos. El Tocayo stepped out. I think there was an injury of some sort. So Dan Hooker, instead of going back to New Zealand, having to go through all that COVID protocol, still missing
COVID
2 weeks of family time, and then having to go back, and then waiting on a call to fight, and then coming back and having to do 2 weeks quarantine before, or after, I don't know, the protocols are real crazy. And I think, like, something happened, I'm not sure exactly, do you know what happened with, City Kickboxing and Izzy's gym. Well, that's Izzy's gym. Izzy's gym in New Zealand. They're moving it to the United States because of some bullshit with
because they're just having issues.
Yeah, they're having issues with all the visas and shit. They're having issues with the government.
They're coming in and out of the country and getting together because they're not family or whatever.
Yeah. So
they still got like quarantine type rules going on. Yeah.
So they're moving everything to the United States, and Dan Hooker stayed and stepped in to fight Islam this weekend. I like both of these guys, so I don't know if I'm hoping for a good fight, but I think Islam, well, here's the thing. If Islam has the really, really good wrestling, way better wrestling, Dan Hooker has a way better striking, they say Islam has better fucking wrestling than Khabib, he has better control. We have yet to see that he is better in that aspect. He's very good, and he's been able to demonstrate how much control he has and how good he is on the floor. I wouldn't say it's better than Khabib. Again, I'm not in the training with them. I've never fucking really studied their camps, their wrestling styles, their fucking sambo tournaments or anything like that. But just what I've seen from MMA, Khabib has seemed to have it down pat more. The MMA wrestling. That being said, I think Islam Makhachev can hold Dan Hooker down and beat him up on the floor. It's a scary style. Islam has a very similar style to Khabib. I wouldn't say more dominating. I would say very similar, and maybe dominating in his own way, I guess, is what I'm kind of thinking right now.
Yeah. If Dan can keep it standing, he's got a chance.
Yeah, that's the game plan 100%.
It's going to be hard, though. Yeah, that's it.
Alexander Volkov looks completely different in his fucking picture. Threw me off 100%. I didn't know who I was looking at.
Oh, wow. Look at that. He's got some hair.
Yeah, right? He's taking on Marcin Tybura.
Is some big boys.
Yeah. I think Marcin never gets past five. Alexander's number five. This is going to be a very tough fight for Marcin, especially since Volkov is very well-rounded everywhere, super tall, just doesn't have the power, I guess, he can put people out, but it's not like, oh my God, he's got that dynamite in the hands.
Yeah, it's like accumulation of strikes.
Yeah, so I'm going Volkov. I think it's going to be a tough fight for Tybura.
Yep, he's going to have the disadvantage at reach, and yeah, it's going to be hard.
Ooh-wee. Rough night. Li Zhilang versus Khamzat Chimaev.
He's back?
He's back.
Oh, shit.
Damn, we're going to... If it's next week, shit, you're going to have to come a little bit earlier.
Yep.
So we can... Because it's... We could even start at this one, but it's the one right after the... It's one after the main event. They'll open into the main event. That's quick. They're all good fights, though, after that, too. Yeah, they're all good fights. It's because it's two title fights, too.
Nice. That was a good card.
Yeah, I think we're all rooting for Khamzat.
No, I like, what's his
name? Oh, you like the Leech?
I like the Leech.
Leech is a good fighter, vicious, comes forward, he's very well-rounded. I wouldn't say, like, super technical, but he gets it done on the feet.
Yeah, that's what I'm cheering for. We'll see what Khamzat's got.
Damn, you want Khamzat to lose?
Yeah.
And then opening up the card would be Magomed Ankalov taking on Volkan Ozdemir. That should be a good fight, too.
Oh, shit. I don't remember the last time I seen Ozdemir.
Ozdemir got knocked out He got knocked out to, what's his name?
No Time.
Horaska?
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
With the hair.
Yeah.
His antennae.
Yeah, he put him out nasty. And, like, early, very fast. Oh, in the prelims.
Cutie pie.
We have my girl, Amanda Ribas, taking on, what is it, Ben Stiller? No, what's his name?
Oh, God.
Is it Ben Stiller?
Rob Schneider. We're terrible people. Oh, God.
I'm not the only one that's come up with this fucking comparison, dude. It's all over the internet. All right? You might think I'm horrible, but they even brought it up on King and the Sting. And what's funny is, Chin's like, oh, and people are horrible at comparing it to Rob Schneider. And I'm like, you guys make jokes like this all the time. Just because it's not your joke, it's horrible. Fuck you guys. You guys are fucking assholes. But I got Amanda Ribas winning this one over Rob Schneider. Rob Snyder's already famous, dude. He's made movies. You know, what more does he want?
Have some respect, man. Her name is Virna Yandiroba.
Yandiroba.
And she's probably going to lose. Next fight.
You hate that I hate on her so much. I love Rob Snyder. He made great movies back in the day. Oh, Bruce God. Gigolo male, or no, Bruce
Deuce
Bigelow male gigolo. Classic. Oh, Ricardo Ramos taking on Zabiria
Zubaira
Tukugov. It should be a good fight. I've seen both of them fight. They're both vicious Tukugov. Fighters. I don't know how too much about them to break them down in death. But
yeah, Zubari once you get this vicious. Low into the card, it's kind of
yeah, difficult. It's getting a little
yeah. These
oh look, Amir Khan is fighting Leroy Murphy. It's damn dude. How many fucking guys are from goddamn Kazakhstan?
They brought
or fucking
everybody.
Uzbekistan and
they brought everybody, bro.
Yeah,
they're like yo, they're
everyone
they're
from
in
that
the area.
Region. Everyone from that region too. Look, see yep. Even the Asian dudes from that region, they're Muslim. These guys are fucking. Crazy ass hard ass names.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that whole prelims card is like difficult names.
So that boy, where's Leroy except from?
Lee.
Where they sent Leroy
Lerone.
From?
Lerone.
Oh, Lerone.
Lerone Murphy.
Lerone Murphy. It's not even Leroy. It's Lerone. Let me get a stats, UFC. Where's he from?
Need some details.
They don't want to tell me shit.
They're like, nah, this is all you get.
Yeah, you just get his name.
You get to look at him. In color.
Picture. At least he's got a color picture.
Yeah, right? And he's got a color photo.
Yeah. Really? You're not going to give me a fucking... I want to see where he's from in the States. In the ghetto. All right. Well, they're not going to give it to me, so...
Give it to me.
Give it to me. Give me that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff. Oh, hey, you hating on that song too?
No, it's good.
It's a good song, right?
That's why I mentioned it.
I'm excited for Rob Snyder next week. I'm going to record an add-on right before you get here of just that fight that way.
Rob Snyder.
All right, guys.
In
that was it, right? That was
stapler.
Next week's event?
Huh?
That was next week's event, right?
Yeah.
All right. Hopefully we can come at you guys with that one. It's an early one, but we will be here. And then the week after that, it's going to be a big,
woo,
real pay-per-view,
baby.
UFC 268, Usman versus Covington. We will get more into
baby.
That one probably next week. I might actually, I've been thinking about it. I should start breaking down UFC cards again. Maybe like a 20-minute breakdown of the upcoming shit that's going on. But that one is a big card. I was looking at it. Top to bottom, the main event is ridiculous, and so is the main card. Or the prelims. Yeah. All right. 2K, anything before we get out of here?
Oh, man.
What are you playing next week?
Beat Kitchen.
Where's that?
Northside. It's
Northside?
Like Belmont and something.
It's pretty far from here, isn't it?
Sort of, nah.
You gotta be vaxxed to get in?
Yeah, probably. Or have a fucking negative test.
Yeah, that's usually what's going on with the venues now, right?
Yeah.
Mandates, man. They're making venues. Not the artist's fault. I know artists are getting hate. Not like, well, like comedians and shit like that. They're like, what the hell, man? Why are you guys making people?
Like, it's not us.
It's not the artist's fault. It's the mandates set down on the city upon the businesses. And if you violate those mandates, your business gets shut down. And then no one can perform there. So, wear your mask.
Yeah, just go get your fakes. Do what you gotta do.
Wear your mask and go get a negative one or get your vaccine.
I ain't condoning getting fakes, so I'm just joking.
I'm saying getting a negative test if you need one or...
Yeah, you do that. Go get vaccinated. It's not
or
that
a vaccine.
Bad. You'll be
right. Do your research.
You'll be fine.
You might not be.
Could be a scary bitch.
Who knows? No one knows. That's what I know.
The aliens.
Yeah. Hey, ETs, all right? Be a little respectful. They don't like being called aliens. Demi Lovato said so. So.
Have you seen that one? Demi Lovato and then Demi Elvato?
Oh, no, I haven't seen it, but it makes sense because
oh
I've seen that
God.
Picture. Because she looks like a
Oh, my God. I was dying.
What the hell's wrong with that chick, man?
I was like, damn, yo, that's a crazy mullet.
Yeah. All right, guys. We will see you next week here on the Folio Podcast. Thank you for joining me and Toucan. I love you guys. Frankie only has 2 stars on Call of Duty. I'm going to go play some right now. Jamie sucks. So does Nero. I'm the MVP of the fucking game. Captain America.
I'm the MVP. You know who I am? You are!